Continuing the conversation now, the president, as you know, will be in Warren, Michigan today at Dana Corporation, taking a victory lap on something that he was told could never happen. That came from Republicans as well as Democrats, but clearly the Democrats said, you can never renegotiate NAFTA. Will never happen. Of course, it happened. But then I see these ridiculous press releases from Democrats taking credit for USMCA. My next guest, one of my favorites, Jessica Ditto, Deputy Assistant to the President, Deputy Director of Communications as well. Jessica, good to talk to you again.
Good morning. Great to be back and excited to be in Michigan today.
Well, you know, the weather's not great, but the news is. So you got that going for you. Yeah, and what an accomplishment. I mean, this really is. You cannot overstate how big and how important the USMCA deal is, certainly for Michigan. We're surrounded by Canada, a huge trading partner for this state, and a benefit to farmers and manufacturers and employers. I mean, the benefits are tremendous, are they not?
Oh, they're astronomical, and it's really hard to truly quantify the benefits that we'll see in the years to come. But yesterday, the scene was quite amazing. It was the president on the South Lawn signing this historic agreement with workers across all sectors standing behind him cheering, and he said that they're the ones that would deserve the most credit and that we want to thank the most for being such a pivotal part in getting this deal across the finish line. So we had almost over 400 people on the South Lawn representing CEOs. The auto industry was well represented. We had Ford and GM. Mary Barra was there. She stood up, and the president noted the major investment that GM is making in Michigan, and we are very much encouraged by the already positive signs that come from the promise of this deal for our auto industry.
$2.2 billion announced GM this week into the Detroit Hamtramck plant, going to turn it into an all-electric facility, manufacturing electric vehicles, light trucks, and SUVs. So that's a big step forward for GM. Obviously, it's a big deal for that plant that's been there for a century, being retooled, 12 to 18 months to rebuild that plant, creating more jobs in the process, obviously, for everybody involved with that. And Jessica, what an accomplishment, because, you know, I looked at this list just yesterday. I put this list together, and I listened to this. During this impeachment process, January 21 and 22, the president was at the World Economic Summit in Davos, Switzerland. Became the first president to speak at the March for Life over the weekend in D.C. On Tuesday of this week, unveiled a new Middle East peace plan, then went to a rally in New Jersey that was off the hook. Yesterday, he signs the USMCA. Today, he comes to Michigan, and tonight, he flies to Des Moines for another rally. Does this guy ever tire?
No. He has more energy than anyone I've ever seen, and it motivates everyone at the White House to keep pushing. And so we have the most optimistic team that you can imagine, because every day we're getting to push something so historic, so important, so transformational for our country. And it's all aimed at lifting up all Americans and taking care of forgotten communities. And they're complex issues. These are not easy problems to solve. Mexico and Canada redoing NAFTA after three decades of a disastrous deal for American workers getting solved within his first term is really a major milestone. And Ambassador Lighthizer was so profound in his remarks, taking us back to what that original deal did to our country, to our workers, to our jobs, and how this deal was passed by overwhelming bipartisan margin.
Yeah.
It will be a model for future trade agreements. But as you noted, this week we had the Middle East peace plan. We had both leaders contending for Prime Minister from Israel in the White House this week endorsing this approach. And then we had the president traveling to New Jersey with record crowds, people coming over from Pennsylvania. And then, as you noted yesterday, huge, huge interest and applause. And it's grassroots driven. All across America, people were pleading with the Democrats to get this agreement passed. It waned for 13 months. Democrats dragged their feet. It was a concerted effort from local leaders to the trade associations, the companies, all pushing Congress to get this deal across, because it was such an important a milestone in for U.S. trade. It expands markets for agriculture and manufacturing. And then tomorrow, the president's going to host a summit at the White House combating human trafficking, which is an awful plague that affects every community across this country. So he's taking on complex problems every day.
At the same time, we see all of these things he's accomplishing. Jessica Ditto here, the Deputy Assistant to the President, Deputy Director of Communications. The Democrats fritter away day after day, week after week, month after month, after on these impeachment deals. Now, it may come to a conclusion Friday. I don't know. We'll keep an eye on that. I'm not terribly concerned about that at the moment because the chance of him being removed from office is right about zero. So the question then becomes, how do you continue forward? And apparently he continues forward by doing big things. And that's what he says. I was elected to do big things. And he's going to check off another one of those things he did yesterday as he continues forward and coming to Michigan. I'll give you the last word, Jessica. It's a big day for the president. It's a big day for Michigan and people that are in the agricultural sector or manufacturing. It's a big deal. I'll give you the last word.
Oh, thank you. So the president, it's very notable that the president is coming to Michigan as his first official stop since signing the USMCA agreement. He wanted to get outside the Beltway and really talk about what this is going to mean to the future of our communities, of our manufacturing, of our jobs, and the increase in wages. So he's going to bring that visit here to Michigan at Dana Incorporated, and then he's traveling to Iowa, where he'll be greeted by supporters of USMCA who are going to thank him for pushing so hard to get it done. So, a truly monumental day, and thank you for having us on. We look forward to being in Michigan today.
We look forward to having you. Jessica, always a pleasure. Good talking to you. Travel safe.
Thank you.
There you have it. Jessica Ditto, everybody, Deputy Assistant to the President, Deputy Director of Communications. And somebody I do truly enjoy. Had the opportunity to speak with her in person on several occasions. This part of the program brought to you by DTE Energy, providing safe, reliable natural gas to customers across Michigan. DTE Energy, know your own power. It's the Steve Gruber Show. Back in a moment.